Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Many of you already know this verse by memory, or you've read it many times. He tells us, the disciples here, to go and preach the gospel, not to preach anything else, just the gospel. We find that Paul, he preached the gospel. He said it very clearly that he thanked God that he hadn't baptized people, a bunch of people in Corinthians, but that he went preaching the gospel because that's what Christ sent him to do. And right here, Christ tells the disciples, Go ye into all the world.
Amen.
And I know that for many of us, it's basically impossible for us to go to China or Russia or someplace that far away. But our everyday life, we go into this world. And wherever we go, we need to take the gospel.
Amen.
If it's just to the grocery store, there's people there that need to hear.
Right.
You can pass out tracts if you don't have time. On your way to work, maybe you ride the bus. There's people on the bus that need to hear. There's people that may not ever hear if we don't tell them, if you don't tell them. I don't see the people that you see, and you don't see the people I see every day. So that's why it's our job to tell the people we see. Not to leave it for someone else, but for us to do it. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Paul's talking to Timothy here, and he says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Here, Paul, he says, I charge thee. He's telling him, do this. Preach the word, in season, out of season. When you feel good, when you don't feel good. When everybody wants to hear it, when they don't want to hear it. Preach the word. Why? Why go through all this trouble? There's a lot of people that believe that the people that never heard, God's going to let them in somehow or other. Somewhere or another, because they never heard and they tried to live good, God's going to let them in. Even though they disobeyed God and never followed His Word. Let's take a look at Romans 10. These are all verses that you hear a lot of times in the mission conferences. Romans 10, start verse 13. Or verse 12, better yet. Verse 12 says, For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord is over all. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. There's no difference before God who you are, what race you're from. Whether you're Anglo, whether you're Mexican, whether you're black, there's no difference before God. Whether you're a Greek or a Jew, no difference. God will save you. He'll give you eternal life.
Amen.
And He says in 13, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's that simple. Everybody's invited. Not everybody knows that. Not everybody knows that they're invited. He says here in verse 14, How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Brethren, how are they going to hear? How are they going to believe? How are they going to call on the Lord and be saved? If no one tells them, they won't. If no one goes preaching the word, if no one is sent, how are they going to hear? The Bible says clearly that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death.
Amen.
So the guy down there in Australia, who's over there in the jungles and in the desert, who never hears the gospel, even though he's faithful to his own religion, how's he going to be saved? God says that there's no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's no difference. If he doesn't accept the Lord Jesus Christ, even though he's never heard, there's no hope for him. They're without hope in this world.
Right.
We at one time were without hope. But Christ has saved us. He's given us life. And now it's our job to tell other people. He's given us this responsibility. If you can't go over there, send somebody.
Amen.
You can go where you're at. Don't send someone to where you're at. Go where you are. But if you can't go somewhere else, send somebody there. So that they can preach the word, that others might hear and believe and be saved by calling on the Lord Jesus. We've been given that duty. And for all that Christ has done for us, that's not much. He isn't asking much from us. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's open to all. But if they never hear, they'll never call. They'll never be saved. It doesn't matter the religion they have. It doesn't matter how faithful they are to it. They've sinned against God. And Christ Himself said that He came to save. In John chapter 3, verse 17, says, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Brethren, it's clear as day. If he hasn't believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, he's condemned already. And if one of you out here hasn't believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible's clear, you're already condemned. What you need to be is saved from that condemnation. And that's why God sent Jesus, to save us from that condemnation. We can't do it ourselves. And the heathen in Africa, they can't save themselves either. And that's why we go. The ones in Mexico, you might say, yeah, they got their religion down there. They're mainly Catholics. They believe in Jesus, but they believe in vain. They haven't put their trust in what Jesus has done for them. They're trusting still in their own works, in their own faithfulness to their religion, and in the traditions of their fathers, and not in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can ask them yourself, do you know where you're going when you die? And they'll tell you, only God knows that. I don't know. Jesus said plainly, he that believeth on him is not condemned. If you believe on Jesus, you're not condemned. You don't have a problem with it. You know it. And if you don't believe, you're condemned already. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. It's clear. Brethren, we have a duty. We have a responsibility. And as Paul said it to Timothy, I charge thee. We have a command. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. And like I said, for some of us, it's impossible to go to another country, but we can send. And where we're at, we can preach. We can preach the gospel wherever we go. We can be faithful witnesses for the Lord here in San Antonio, whatever city you live in, there in Puerto Rico, there in Mexico, there in Dallas, wherever you're from, wherever you live, be a testimony.
Amen.
And if you can't go to another place, send somebody there that's willing to go. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? How? How are they going to believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Brethren, right now I'm standing before all of you. Not everybody needs to have a preacher stand in front of them and preach at them. But one-on-one you can preach to somebody. You can open the Word and show them what it says and explain it and preach it to them. How are they going to believe otherwise? It says in verse 17 of Romans 10, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." We need to take the Word of God to them. They've been trusting in the traditions of their fathers and the religion of their ancestors and not in the Word of God. And that's why we need to take the Word of God. The Bible's clear. They're condemned already. They're going to hell. Unless somebody takes them the gospel and they believe it and call on the Lord, their end will be hell. And it's our job to take them the gospel, and it's our job to send others to go to the places we can't go. Amen.